Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today we are joined by the Director of Campus Life and Housing, Eric Kerwin from USU Eastern. Eric, pleasure to have you on. Thanks for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us.
Thanks for taking me, Aiden.
So we're going to be talking about the upcoming Michael Kent Magic Show. That is going to be coming up on Monday, February 24th. And, you know, it's always exciting when you see these campus events expand out into the community. So let's talk about that for a second. What kind of inspired you guys to make this choice to open this event up to the community?
USU Eastern, especially lately, has been really focused on trying to get out to the community more and get the community more involved with our campus and what we're doing. So one way we're doing that in campus life is trying to come up with more of an event series. And we thought we'd start first with the magician, see how this sits with the community and how much, how many people plug into the event and what's happening.
And I think a magician and a comedian is the perfect way to start off this series.
That's what we thought too.
It's going to be something for everybody. And, you know, looking at his Michael Kent stuff, this isn't someone you just plucked off the street. This is a pretty well-established magician. He's appeared on the Penn & Teller show. He does shows all across the nation. So he really is someone who's going to be very talented and pleasing to the community.
Yeah, you're correct. When we were looking, we have opportunities to plug into a network of campus activities and different campuses that have invited different performers and magicians and things. He stood out because, one, he looked like he was good with families, and we kind of looked into that and seen on his stage and his videos, he's got little kids up there working with him and seems to do really well. The second thing that we looked at is, has he been invited back to campuses and different places? And they've invited him multiple times because he's done such a good show and has been such a hit with people.
And I always love getting these directors' perspectives on bringing in these different events, because you guys tend to look at it in a way where a lot of people wouldn't look at it. Like, I don't think personally I'd look at whether or not he'd be invited back. I'd see a YouTube clip say, that's cool, I want him. But yeah, so I really like the approach you guys are taking to it. Now, that is coming up on Monday, February 24th. Now, in terms of cost, let's talk about that for a second. What are people going to be looking at price-wise for this event?
Yeah, so current USU students that are registered for classes, they're free for the event. Adult tickets are $13, and that's 13 and up, what we consider adult. Children 3 to 12 are $9, and then children under 3 are free if they're seated on a parent's lap. There is a family package, so two adults, two children would be $30.
That's a good deal, especially for the quality of show that you're getting here. Now, if people want to get tickets for this that are listening right now, what's the best way for them to get in contact with you to purchase some tickets?
They can contact me directly and I can show them where to go, but it's on our website. So if you type in USU Eastern Events or type in USU Eastern Magician, Michael Kent, any of that into Google, you'll bring it right up on the first page and be able to click in and buy tickets right online. Pretty easily.
Now, switching back to the magic show aspect of this, while you were researching Mr. Kent, was there anything that really stood out to you? We talked about how he works with children, he's good with there, but was there anything that stood out to you particularly as, wow, this is going to be a good performer to bring to campus?
In his videos, as we were watching, because we looked at a number of magicians and performers, in his video specifically, he really seemed to resonate with the crowd. He was funny. The people were laughing at his jokes. He had good jokes and it was clean, which was another focus of ours. We wanted to be clean because we want to bring families. We want the community involved. Of course, you know, our focus is students. We want student involvement there, but with this, it's broader and we wanted to make sure that he can resonate with all age groups and people there.
You know, as of late, I really love the emphasis that USU Eastern has been putting on and getting the community involved with things, whether it be sporting events or magic shows. You guys are really trying to get out there in the community, and I just love that.
Yeah, and we're hoping the community will be involved with everything, you know, not just a magician show here, but with athletics and the other performances or artists that we bring in. We hope people will connect and come be a part of it.
Now, Eric, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
Come join us. I think this is going to be a great show for all families, little kids. I have little kids at home that, you know, I think this will resonate well with them, and I hope that everybody will come and be part of the fun and the magic of that night.
Well, Eric, it was a pleasure to have you on. Thank you again for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, that was Eric Kerwin, Director of Campus Life and Housing at USU Eastern. And we're talking about the upcoming Michael Kent Magic Show. That's coming up on Monday, February 24th. Family of four, two adults, two kids. That'll cost you $30. A child ages 3 to 12 will be $9. And an adult, which is 13 up, will cost you $13. Under 3, as long as they're sitting on your lap, will get in for free. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.